Calvin, do you want to come forward or hang out in your seat today? All right, you come on. I'm going to grab the handheld mic today because I think oftentimes when you come up front, people really want to hear what you have to say. Here, let me turn this on. Is this on, Neil?
I was wearing these colors for Ukraine in honor of them. My mother over there, she's also wearing blue and yellow.
I think that's very
special. Okay. So he's got blue shoes on and his yellow shirt. You can hold that if you want to. So I've got a couple things we could talk about this morning in mind, but I think people also really love it when you ask questions. And so I thought, if you wanted, I could open it up and say, do you have any questions about our worship service? Why we do what we do? Why things are the way they are? Okay, go ahead and tell us your question.
My question is, if all these events in Bible happened so long ago, and like what just happened, they told nobody, who wrote the Bible? Who found out about all of this stuff? Because it's just crazy. Like, how do they? It's been to my mind how they just gather this information without like Jesus being like, we're keeping this top secret between our friend group with like Jacob and everybody else. So, yeah.
That's a really good question, and I don't think you are alone in that question. So I heard a couple. One, how did the Bible even come to be written?
Yeah.
But for this particular story, if Jesus told them not to tell anybody, then how does anybody know about this story and what they saw?
Did it get like passed down or something?
So it did get passed down. For this particular story, after Jesus died and was resurrected, then James and John and Peter began to tell this story. It's sort of like if you experience something, you sort of take it in and hold it in your mind and your heart, and then as time passes, the time that passes helps you to understand what you experienced.
He was in heaven. He was still watching, but he was like, he wasn't on earth anymore. He was in heaven, and I'm sure he was watching them, trying to make sure that he would fulfill like his legacy of Jesus.
Yeah, and Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the disciples to help them. To help them remember the things that he taught them and to help them live out God's love in the world. And so after Jesus died and after he was resurrected, the disciples began to interpret and understand Jesus's life and all that he had so much differently than when he was alive. Because the resurrection, rising from the dead, although it's very common knowledge for us that Jesus did that, so much so that it feels normal. Of course Jesus rose from the dead, and of course someday we are going to as well, but for them, it was absolutely mind-blowing, and so that was the lens through which they began to understand everything he had said and taught them and had done while he was among them.
Century. I think we have a little bit more time left to go before the 17th century. There's no witches right now. There's no wizards going on.
And so one of the things you said about the Bible being written was that these stories about Jesus did get passed on and handed down. Actually, the entire Old Testament, I mean, especially those first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, those stories were told by mouth for centuries before they were ever written down onto paper. One of the things that God's people have always done is told the stories about what God has done over and over and over so that it becomes a part of our heart and it becomes a part of our mind. And so eventually those words got written down. But as far as the Gospels, they actually weren't written until several decades after Jesus died, but the stories had gotten handed on. And some people eventually kind of wrote them down.
Sorry, because like any person out of that family would know, I feel like they'd have to be like FBI agents just busting in on the information, trying to gather all of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of information, and I can't remember which gospel, maybe it's John, that says, if all the things that Jesus were to have done and said were to be written down, there's just no way to contain it all. So the people that did write the gospels had to choose which stories and which things Jesus said to include.
Fill up a whole building.
Probably so.
Because it's so overwhelming, the amount of events that happened back then. It was like, one day an important thing happens, the next day an important thing happens. And right now, well, there's a lot of important things happening around the world. At that time, it was like important thing, one after another. And now we have like important things that last a little bit longer, like Ukraine and Russia. I'm trying to think. Basically, Ukraine and Russia right now, that's a good example. Because it started like a week ago, I think.
Well, maybe to close our time together, would you like to say a prayer for Ukraine and Russia? Okay. Well, let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for your church. And thank you, God, that when we come to you with questions, that there is no question that is too big, or no doubt that is too hard, that we can bring to you. This morning, our hearts are heavy for the people of Ukraine. We ask that you would be with them and keep them safe. We ask that you would be with the leaders in Russia and inspire them to cease this war and to seek out peace. God, you love this world so much. And all the people in it. Help us to love others as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up.